Okay, hi everyone, happy Friday. I hope you're all well. I have been umming and ahhing about how to do this because I was thinking to write it all out to make it kind of cohesive, but I will probably do that as well. But I just want you to hear the intention behind my words because I think sometimes that can be lost when it's just written out. Most of you probably know now, this is my full-time job, kind of content creation, audio stuff now is just all I do. So that being said, I had the opportunity recently to have a consultation with someone that I really, really respect and is very successful and has a lot of knowledge in this business. And I just trust them and I trust their opinion and their ways to help me grow and so that I can provide better content to you guys and more content even, and just make sure you're happy and then I'm happy and then everyone's happy. So I did that last night. We had a very, very long call. They looked through all of my stuff and I have some great advice. I feel like I'm much more focused on what it is that I am doing now. I've streamlined a couple things, so you're going to find out in the next minute or so what that is. But overall, I feel like this is going to be a great change for you guys because I feel like I can offer you more content this way. And also, it's a lot less pressure on me, and I'll explain why. So there's kind of going to be about 3 changes, kind of 4, but the fourth one wasn't really happening anyway, but it's just my intention to nail it down. The first one is, and I know that some people are going to be a little bit sad about this, but I know it hasn't been going on that long, but I'm not going to be doing FF versions of the premium audios anymore. And I will tell you why. Because it is just not worth the time that I put into it. I don't know how much you guys want to know about the behind the scenes, but I can very quickly improv and audio, and it's like from the heart and from my dirty little brain. I can just say whatever the fuck I want and however horny I feel in the moment, and it just comes out and I feel like it works really well. That's not to say that I don't write or where I want to write, because I love writing, but improving is just so much easier, and that isn't possible when I do an FFM version and an FFF. It's just not possible because I have to factor in sex acts, I have to factor in pronouns, I have to factor in whether this would be cohesive to a straight and a lesbian relationship. There's like lots of different things. So I have to write a script, and then I have to write another version of the script, and then I have to record, and then I have to record another version of it, and then I have to edit, and then I have to edit another version of it. And I know you don't want to hear this because it's boring behind the scenes admin shit, but it's just not worth the time that I'm putting into it. I love providing that to you and providing that to their 4F audience. But I think going forward, if and when I do FF content, it will be free. I won't put it behind. Well, I will probably put it on early access, but it won't be like an exclusive for anyone. And I hope that you understand that, because I would love to be able to sit here and be like, yes, I can employ an editor who will edit everything for me, and I have a scriptwriter who will do it, but I'm a one-man band at the moment. And it's just me. And not only that, is I have a little panic attack about perhaps leaving in an organ that I shouldn't leave in to a flip version. Like maybe someone hears a little dick when they shouldn't hear a dick or something like that. And it's happened before very recently. Someone very kind told me about it and I had to fix it, but I had a panic attack about it. Well, not a panic attack, it's very dramatic, but it just, it's a lot of pressure for me to put on myself, and I see that now. So I had been thinking about it for a long time, because I thought to myself, I'd already made that commitment and I'd already like put that out to you guys as something that I would offer. But this person who gave me the business advice last night was like, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Cut it off now and tell them exactly why. Be as transparent as you are with me. And if they understand, then they'll understand. And I hope you do. I hope you do. I hope you see that I really would like to, and I really want to, but it's just I thought it was going to be much quicker than it is, and it's just not. So that being said, August will be the last month for the flipped versions. September there will just be FM. So if you would like to finish because that's what you're here for, I completely understand. Like, I'm not gonna begrudge you. It's the perk that I offered in August. It's been fulfilled and it's no longer available for September. I'm going to, when I finish this and upload it, I'm going to make the adjustments to Patreon for the tiers. So if you look into the tiers, as if you weren't a patron already, you'll see the changes. Okay, that's the first one. Can you tell I'm nervous? Because I'm like, I don't know how they're going to take it. I don't want to let anyone down. I know that there are a fair amount of people that really enjoyed that kind of FF content as well. So it pains me to have to end it. Because I was like so confident I was going to do it forever as well. And I don't know. I guess having my own business now and not relying on an additional income has just forced me to reevaluate how much time I spend on things and how much content I can push out and who it's appealing to and how much, because, you know, I need patrons as much as you want audio. So yeah. Okay. Number two change, and this will affect everybody. Well, not everybody. So at the moment, I have a whopping 9 possible tiers on my Patreon. And this is so confusing. If you've been with me for a long time, if you're an OG patron, which shout out to my OGs, if you've been with me for a long time, you would know that what I'm about to propose, well, not propose, what I'm about to do is what I did at the beginning. But because I was a little bit worried about offering people something that they wouldn't necessarily want, I changed it. But now I'm going to change it back, and I'll tell you why. So at the moment, I have an intrigued donation tier. And if you're anything other than European, you're probably going to think that these prices are very strange, but it's because I am in Europe and I've priced my tiers as euros. So the conversion rate is probably weird on your side. So yes, I have a donation tier for €4. And then I have 3 tiers that are the exact same price. And I have had more than one person tell me, like, I don't understand what's the difference between these 3. And it was because of my heart being like, oh, I don't want to give someone something they don't want. So I'm going to do a combination of F-sub and GFE, or F-sub and gentle F-dom, or GFE and gentle F-dom. But I can see now from the outside looking in, that's going to confuse the hell out of someone. They're going to be like, so they're all the same price and there's a difference in like one audio and like what's going on. So I'm going to streamline these 3 options at the same price to just 1. And that 1 I'm going to do is the one that I have the most patrons on at the moment. And that is Charmed, which is F7 GFE. So if you are on F7 GFE, this is not going to affect you really at all. At all. Well, at least up until now. If you are on Beguiled, that's F7 Gentle F-Dom, and Enthralled, which is GFE and Gentle F-Dom, those will be deleted at the end of September. So basically all of the votes that has already happened, so I know what audios I'm going to be recording for September. I'm already down with those. Those will be put out. But at the end of September, those two tiers will be gone. So that means from October, there will be Charmed, which is two audios. And then there will be the normal Allured, which will be three audios. So I will no longer be sectioning out audios to F-Sub, F-Dom, GFE. There will just be, you get two audios for €10 on Charmed, and you get three audios for €15 on Allured, if that makes sense. And those audios will be voted upon. I will put up a poll for Charmed, which will be like, choose out of these six, and the top two will win the poll, and I'll do those two audios for Charmed, and then I'll do another poll for Allured, and that one will get the extra audio, so that'll be three audios, and then of course Allured will get the early access to everything else, which I plan on doing a lot more now because because I can improv a lot and not worry about any other audiences, and it's my full-time job, I don't have anything holding back, and blah blah blah, you know this, I'm just beating a dead horse. So yes, from today, Beguiled and Enthralled will be hidden. And Charmed, I will change the name to two audios. But that's not to say in September you won't get your typical F7 GFE, blah, 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 blah. It just means from the end of September going forward, it will be two audios and three audios in Allured. If that makes sense. If none of this makes sense, then please, 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 ask me a question in the comments. I'd love to talk to you about it. What does it mean for you if you are on Beguiled and Enthralled tiers and your tiers are deleted at the end of September? Well, Patreon will still charge you, but it will wait for you to choose a tier. So you can either choose to come back onto Charmed with me and move over, or if that's not what you want anymore, I completely understand. As far as I can tell, I'm the only voice actress who had this model, and I can see why now, because it does not benefit me really. It's just way too confusing, and it's just too much for people to look at and decide what's going on. So you'd still be able to choose what audios you want because there'll still be polls, but it will be less separation of F-Sub, GFE and Gentle F-Dom. It will just be two audios and three audios, if that makes sense. Okay. So like I say, if you're on Charmed, don't even worry about it. You're good to go. If you're on Beguiled and Enthralled, you can move over from the end of September, because they will be deleted. The third thing that I was going to say to you, I pretty much already said, is that the votes, that's how they're going to work. So instead of voting on GFE and voting on Gentle F-Dom and voting on F-Sub, there will be one vote for Charmed and one vote for Allured. You will have the top two winners of Charmed will get the two audios, and the one winner of Allured will get the third audio and all of the early access. To reiterate that. Now the last point that I want to make is that I did have it in my mind, because now this is my full-time job and I can focus a lot more on this and recording and putting out content and everything. I thought, oh, I'm going to put out a lot more YouTube content and a lot more safer work role plays, and that will be an additional focus. But I have since been told that not only is it kind of misleading for me to put out YouTube content, because whoever becomes a patron from YouTube will come to my Patreon and be like, what is this? Because this isn't the like nice girlfriend role plays that I have been, this is like everything come play, getting fucked in the ass. This is like, it's totally different to what I thought you were. And I never want to, okay, Sasha. All right, sweetheart. And I never want to mislead anyone. I am a slut. I do this because I fucking love it. And I love creating audio worlds, and I love being horny, and I love just making these stories for you guys to get off to. And I love hearing about how they helped you accept this part of yourself, or you opened up, I opened up a new kink for you, or you just really were having a bad day and you loved that audio and it cheered you. Like, everything about this job inspires me. And so to just take it to YouTube to like put a lid on that, just so I can get more patrons who will not really be coming to me for not safe for work content anyway, because that's not why I come put on YouTube. It doesn't make sense. So that being said, I will probably not pursue. I might do one now and then, but it's not going to be my focus at all. My focus is and will be forever not safe for work audios and entertaining you guys that way. Yeah, so I think that's everything. Apart from, I'm definitely having a more concrete schedule of, I will be uploading to public sites weekly. I don't want to name what they are because Patreon has a little bit of a problem with some links being put in here and some sites being spoken about. So I don't want to get in trouble. This is my bread and butter now. So, but yeah. It's going to be a lot more consistent, a lot more off the cuff. I'm going to be asking you guys a lot more about what you want. I'm not going to have to worry about flipping everything and spending so much more time on editing and writing and recording. I can just get out as much content as I can. It's my aim to do a lot of early access, I'm not gonna lie, because it will feed you guys, and it will also feed new patrons on other sites that I obviously advertise to, because if I want to continue doing this, that's what I need patrons. So I hope you guys understand where I'm coming from. It's not my intention at all to like cheat anyone out of anything or like change anything up that people were promised. You're still going to get the exact same volume of content, well, unless it's FFM. It's just not going to happen anymore, but the FFM, the volume of content that you're going to get is the same. You're still going to be able to vote on it, and I'm probably going to be even hornier doing it because I don't have to worry about flipping it. Yeah, it just pains me that I have come to this place, but I've been feeling kind of down, not down, but like overstretched and overworked about it. Because in the beginning, like when I don't know if you noticed, but in the beginning when I was like, oh, I'm going to start flipping things, I used to put them out at the same time. And then it would be so late that I would have to write everything twice, record everything twice, and then I would put the FYM out, and then later on the FYM. This is going to be such a weight off my shoulders, and I hope you guys understand that. And for that wonderful person who gave me the business advice last night to have told me that, it just completely solidifies how I was feeling. And kind of, you know, sometimes when you're thinking something and you're like, it's just nice to be validated by someone, and like I wasn't going crazy. Not that I was thinking of it in a harsh way, but I was just like, I don't really have the amount of patrons that enjoy that content for me to justify the time that I was spending on it. So yeah, it's just, I'm going to move away from that entirely and focus 1000% on providing very horny audios, very sexy audios that I am so excited to do. Concentrating a lot more on the Not Safe at Work stuff and also visual content. Now, I don't want to mention it because I don't think I can here, but yeah, I want to concentrate a lot more on visual content as well. So I hope those choices that I've made don't upset you. It's not my intention at all. I just want to make you guys happy. And I want to make myself happy at the same time. And I think this is the way to do it. Yeah. So this is like the third time I've changed things ever since I've started. Second time. I've changed things ever since I started. But I hope you know, I only ever have the best intentions. So yeah. Let me know what you guys think, please. My mind is pretty made up, so I don't think it will affect it, but I definitely want to hear from you if just anything, any thoughts at all. And I'm excited moving forward, to build my business and for you guys to stick around and just keep enjoying my work. I'm so fucking grateful for you guys and for allowing me to do this as my job, because I wake up and I'm excited, and my mind is buzzing all of the time, whereas it was dying pretty much with my last job. So it's just night and day, I cannot tell you. But yeah, have a wonderful Friday. I'm going to make the changes now to the outside tiers. So if you're not already inside, why am I saying this? I'm addressing someone that isn't here. So you guys who are already here, nothing is going to be affected in September, apart from there will be no FF, but there will be Gentle F-Dob. I'm gonna make a new tier, Gentle F-Dob. There will be a Gentle F-Dom, an F-Sub, and a GFE audio in September. End of September, that will be finished. And then there will be just an option for 2 audios and 3 audios and early access. And that's it. So I'm completely simplifying and streamlining everything. And I feel like I'm going over myself, but I was trying to work out how to do this, and I was giving myself a headache because I thought, oh my god, I've just like put myself into a corner, really. But yeah, the reason why, again, if you're wondering why Charmed is the one that's going to stay, is because that one is the one that has the most patrons, so it makes the most sense. Rather than asking everyone to move on to a new tier, I'll just keep the most successful one, I guess. Okay. Yes. Deep breath. I haven't had much sleep because this has just been buzzing inside my head and I wanted to get it out. And obviously the sooner I do that, the sooner I feel better and you guys know what's up. So yeah, I'm going to make the changes now to any new potential patrons that it'll be just 2 and 3 audios going forward. But you guys know what's up for September. And I might have to go through my posts and delete, because I don't want to confuse any new patrons going forward where it says like, oh, this is this month's GFE or this month's, you know, I don't want to confuse anyone. I just want to be like, this is an audio for Charmed or this is an audio for Allured. Okay. I'm sorry if I over-explained there, but yeah, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend. I can't believe cannot believe it's my cake day on Sunday. I can't believe I've been doing this for 3 years. And just like just now, I'm doing this as like a full-time thing. It's crazy. It's crazy. That day that I stumbled upon audio porn was a very good day indeed. I have to thank whoever did that for me. But yeah, have a lovely weekend and a big kiss from me. Mwah.